ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् त्वमा विद्विषावहैः ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः
So we pay our salutations to Bhagavan Dakshinamurti, Vyasacharya, Adishankar Bhagatpada, and Pujya Swamiji, and all the Acharyas, all the Mahatmas in this unbroken lineage of teachers. To all of them, we pay our salutations, our pranams to pranams. And I really wish you all a very, very, very happy Guru Purnima. Of course, and today, salutations to even Vidyaranya Swami and all the Acharyas of all Mats, all four Shankar Mats. ॐ गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुः साक्षात् परब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. दिस् अ वेरि वेरि किण्डर् गार्डन् वर्स् इन् इण्डिया. वेदर् विल् नो एनिथिङ्ग् मोर् देन् मोर् अबौट् गुरु आर् नाट्. This verse is very popular. Every child knows this. Most of the children know this. All of us know this. Know why? Because Guru for us, essentially, when the Guru is the one who removes the darkness of ignorance. Gukaro andhakaraha. Rikarastan nivartakaha. So the one who removes, dispels the darkness of ignorance is Guru. And that Guru here, we do not see the physical body of the teacher here. Who is the one who speaks? Is it the teacher who speaks? Who is the teacher here? Who is the illuminator here? Who is the speaker? Actually, Bhagavan is not the teacher. But definitely the teacher who speaks is the Guru, Bhagavan. The student who listens also is Bhagavan. You know that? Who is the one who is listening to? Bhagavan is not the listener, not the speaker. But the teacher and the student, the speaker and the listener, both are essentially Bhagavan. But here Guru is given the Ishvara status. You know why? Bhagavan, the teacher is given the Guru status. All teachers, gurus are not teachers, but gurus, definitely all teachers are not gurus, but a guru is a teacher. Okay? All teachers are not gurus, but the guru is a teacher. What is the difference? The speaker is Bhagavan, the listener is Bhagavan, but what is the difference? The speaker who plays the role of a teacher must know that the speaker and the listener are one and the same essentially. Okay? The listener is going to know, has to know that the speaker and the listener are essentially one and the same. That is the difference. Okay? The speaker is Bhagavan, the listener is Bhagavan, but the speaker, the teacher as a speaker is supposed to know the teacher and the student are essentially one and the same. The student is the one who has yet to learn, who is going to learn. The teacher, speaker and the student are essentially one and the same. That is why, and here, the source of all knowledge is Chaitanyam Brahma. So the absolute reality implied by the term Brahma, Atma, is the source of all knowledge. There's no knowledge outside of this Brahma. Whatever knowledge is, that knowledge is actually manifestation of knowledge. And vritti rises, there's knowledge of something. Any new knowledge is what? New knowledge is manifestation of knowledge, for which, for the knowledge to become manifest, there must be already source of knowledge. And that source of knowledge is one and the only truth, which is the truth of all beings here. And therefore, there is no creator other than the Lord. Lord is not the creator. There's no creator other than the Lord. Lord is not the destroyer, or the one in whom everything resolves, but there's none other than the Lord in whom everything resolves. Lord is not the sustainer, but the sustainer is the Lord. Therefore, the sustainer, the protector, the creator, the one in whom everything resolves, the source of manifestation, the source of resolution, the source of existence, sustenance, is one and the only truth. Therefore, that truth, that reality, that Parambarul is given the Ishvara status as the one, the source of all knowledge from whom everything becomes manifest, from in whom everything becomes unmanifest, and by whom everything is sustained. Therefore, here three different functional names are given to Bhagavan as the one who is creator, Brahma as the one who sustains, and as the one in whom everything resolves. Therefore, that Guru is Sakshat Chaitanyam Brahma. Okay, the absolute reality alone is given this absolute teacher status, the Lord status, and who alone given the status of being the creator, sustainer, and the one in whom everything resolves. Therefore, Guruhu is Brahma. Guruhu Brahma, absolute reality. And that Guru reality as the creator is given the status of being the Lord creator. Therefore, Guruhu Brahma, Guruhu Vishnuhu, Guruhu Shivaha. Okay. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnuhu, Guru Devo Maheshwaraha, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Guruhu Sakshat Parabrahma, Sakshat Parabrahma. Absolutely, essentially, whoever speaks is Brahman only. But we call Guru Brahma because the one who unfolds the teaching is supposed to know that the speaker is Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi. Therefore, we say Guruhu Sakshat Brahma. If you know you are Brahma, you are Brahma. If you do not know you are Brahma, then you are not Brahma. Whether you know or you do not know, you are Brahma. But if once you know, you are Brahma. Therefore, Guruhu Sakshat Brahma, Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha, unto that Guru, my salutations. Okay? It's a kindergarten word, but I thought, like, we start my class with that verse today. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu. Better learn to chant correctly, okay? That Repa always people miss. Not Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu. Guru Devo Maheshwaraha, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Okay, let's go to our Panchadashi class now. Vispulinga Yatha Vannehe Jayante Ksharatastatha Vividhaschijada Bhavaha Ityata Ityatharvaniki Sutihi. Now Vidyarana Swami wants us to understand Ishvara Srishtihi first. By understanding Ishvara Srishtihi, we will also need to understand Jiva Srishtihi. Once you understand what is our mental projection, what is actually a fact, what is objectively real, what is subjectively real. Sometimes we mistake subjective reality for absolute reality. We mistake the mithya for satyam. Thereby, we make all wrong conclusions, wrong judgments, and we react to that. And thereby, we cause a tremendous damage to the relationships, other people. And also, you also suffer. You go through emotion, terribly go through, you suffer. And a lot of cobwebs. I tell you, Shastram says repeatedly, if you are yourself, no situation will really affect you at all. You can be in all situations, even if purposely, intentionally people hurt you, people may humiliate you also, even if purposefully they do also, still you can be objective. Purposefully, intentionally, the people thoughtfully, they hurt you, they offend you, they humiliate you, they make you feel small also. Or whatever harm, they harm you also, still you can be, if you are objective, you are 100% unaffected, then you will not, there won't be reaction on your part, then there will not be any damage to cause to anybody there. Relationship also. But the problem is, if you are not objective, even if people don't intend to hurt you, people just innocently, whatever best they can do, they are doing. If you are not objective, and if you are subjective, even if people do not do anything wrong, still you will mistake. Everything you will mistake. You will perceive wrongly. Not that you want to perceive wrongly. Helplessly, you will be perceiving wrongly everything. Because everything, what is, you get a huge, what is, when nothing is there, you can make a very big issue. And so you are suffering, and when you are suffering, when you are disturbed helplessly, uncontrollably, you will be disturbing others. You know how much you disturb others? No, you don't know how, it is terrible. That is why it's very important for us to understand, to be objective. If I had to be objective, you will be naturally objective if you have clear vision of what is Ishvara Srishti. And you can resolve your Srishti, what now, in that Ishvara Srishti. So, Vidyayana Swami just talks about Ishvara Srishti, and he quotes from different Upanishads, how creation has been talked about. In fact, Ishvara Srishti is only manifestation of what is. Manifestation of what is Ishvara Srishti. And there's no such a thing as real creation as such. And that, so he quotes from different Upanishads how everything has come into existence from one truth, Brahma. So in the previous 8th mantra, he quotes the Upanishad, quotes this mantra from actually Mundaka Upanishad. Just as many sparks come from one huge conflagration of fire, so also all the jivas originate from Brahma. Every spark is essentially of the nature of the fire. Every spark is hot. Every spark is brilliant. So also every jiva is essentially the same truth. So, vidaha cha chijadaha bhavaha ityavarniki shrutihi. So here, not only the living beings, also the non-living things, chit jadaha, vividaha bhavaha, living and non-living, animate and inanimate beings have originated from Brahma. And I also told you last class, how can a non-living inanimate thing originate from a conscious being? But here the example, it is possible. From an insentient inanimate thing, a conscious thing cannot come into existence. But from a conscious being, an animate and inanimate both can, chetanam, achetanam, animate and inanimate both can originate. Like the Shastram gives example, you are a conscious being, but from you, the insentient, from a sentient being, insentient nails grow, insentient hair comes. That is why we have bodily hair, Roma, hair on the head, Kesha, all of them grow. You can shave, you can cut your nails because they're all insentient. If they're also sentient, then you cannot do cutting, okay? You have to leave it like a, they'll grow like a big trees. Thank God. We can cut the insentient, so we can cut them, so you are clean. Okay, we go to next verse now. Jagadau yakritam puram asid vyakriyata dhuna. Jagadau yakritam puram. Jagadau yakritam puram asid vyakriyata dhuna. Drishyabhyam namarupabhyam. Drishyabhyam namarupabhyam. Viradadishute sphute. Drishyabhyam namarupabhyam. Viradadishute sphute. So here, Jagat avyakritam purvam asit. See the first sentence now. Asit. There ends the first sentence. Jagat asit. Universe was. When? Before it became manifest. Purvam before. The universe was existent, which means there's never a time the universe was non-existent. The universe has always been existent beginninglessly. So universe will continue to exist also what? Endlessly. Universe was existent beginninglessly. Universe has been existent in endless, beginninglessly. Universe is going to be there forever, endlessly also. That is why science, it is said, nothing is created, nothing can be destroyed. Even matter is not created, matter cannot be destroyed. Because there's no such a thing called matter independently, outside of, without the source of matter called consciousness. Okay, let us see here. Jagat purvam asit. The universe was there before. Jagat purvam asit. Jagat purvam asit. Jagat katham asit purvam. How was the jagat before? Katham asit. Avyakritam asit. Avyakritam asit. Jagat was before undifferentiated. I want to understand the verb here. V prefix, A prefix, and karoti. V A karoti, Vya karoti. Vya karoti means differentiates. And what the past passive participle? Vya krita. V A becomes Vya. I don't want to talk about grammar. My God, buddhi comes now. We are krita. What happens now? Krita participle. We are krita vyakrita. So vyakaroti differentiates. Vyakrita differentiated. So jagat avyakritam undifferentiated. The entire universe was there very much existent before, but undifferentiated. It was undifferentiated. What does it mean by saying undifferentiated? Jagat puram avyakritam asit. Now you know the language. You know the doctor now. You know that now. Jagat puram avyakritam asit. You understand it? So, now, let me give an example. I told you many times example. It's not a new lesson for you. But remember, it's all assimilation. Okay, it's so for assimilation, not for even listening. Okay. There is a seed. We take a seed, the tiniest seed also. in that seed, you're 100% sure what, you know, how, what are all there unmanifest. They imagine a tiniest seed of the huge banyan tree. There we have roots. Know the, how big the roots are, how tall, the, long the roots are, how much they spread on underneath. No, you want to see the roots, you have to go and see the banyan tree roots somewhere in India. So here, even when I was walking in the jungle of Frankfurt, I saw huge, the jungles, just the big trees just fall, and I can see that how big the roots are. Those roots are in the tiny seed. Roots are, branches are, the trunk is, leaves are, fruits are, flowers are, stamen are. My God, everything, even the fragrance of the flowers and some flavor of the fruits, all of them are already there in the tiniest seed. But can you differentiate which is the root? If you break the seed, we break open the seed and check, do the, you know, dissection of the seed. The dissection of that seed and break open and see. Can you see what are all there? When you do the dissection of the frog, you know, in zoology class, you understand where is the kidney. We can't do the dissection of that human body as a beginner of biology. When you do the frog or cockroach, okay? Start with frog or cockroach. And you can see all the parts there inside. But that you can see them. If you break open a seed, can you see all those different parts of the tree? No, you cannot see them. You can only see a small fine powder. Nothing. You cannot see anything. Doesn't mean it's not there, but all of them are very much there in the seed. How are they? Undifferentiated. You cannot differentiate root from the trunk, trunk from the branches, branches from leaves, leaves from flowers, flowers from fruits. My God, can't differentiate anything, but all of them are very much present. No doubt. What is the proof? This from that seed is a cause from, once the seed breaks open, it bulges, the sprout comes, and carefully it is growing, and the same becomes what? Huge tree. Don't stretch the example. It's only for you to understand what it means by saying being undifferentiated. All the parts of the tree are undifferentiated in a seed. It's called avyakritam. BJ vrikshaha avyakritaha asti. Okay, vrikshaha. Vrikshasya sarve bhagaha. All parts of the tree are undifferentiated in a seed. Bijasyantarivankuro. Bijasya antaha ankuraha iva. Jagadidam. Prang nirvikalpam punaha. Nirvikalpam. It is undifferentiated. It is unmanifest. Jagat asit puram avyakritam asit. The entire universe remained as one truth, undifferentiated. Okay. Jagat puram avyakritam asit. Then, now what is now? Now we are studying here. Now sitting and studying Shastram. There's a teacher, there's a student, there's a Shastram. There are people, everything is there. Now the Jagat is. The teaching itself is possible only when there is Jagat manifest. The teaching is taking place. The teacher is there. Students are there. People are. Now, Adhuna. Adhuna means now. Adhuna is an indeclinable word, avyayam padam, which means now. Now means what? When we are studying this scripture, what is now? Adhuna vyakrita. Adhuna vyakrita. Vyakriyata adhuna. Vyakriyata adhuna. Vyakriyata adhuna. Now, see, actually it will be taken as Vyakriyeta. Be taken as Vyakriyeta. Vyakriyeta is actual verb, but it is given as Vyakriyeta. Now, adhuna vyakriyeta. Now it is differentiated. The entire universe now is differentiated form. Differentiated. How it is differentiated? Now, drishyabhyam namarupabhyam. Adhuna viradadishu. In this Virat adishu te sphute. Drishyabhyam namarupabhyam. So, drishyabhyam. You know, objects of perception. Perceptible objects are said to be drishyaha. Drishyam, drishyani. Object of perceptible object, visible object is said to be drishyam. Now, we have dream objects. We also have objects in the waking state. Therefore, that we have the universe manifest as a subtle universe. In subtle objects manifest in the form of a dream. We also have gross universe with the gross objects manifest as the waking. We have twofold worlds, subtle world and the gross world. That's why dual is used there. The subtle world in the form of dream world and the gross world in the form of waking universe. So we have objects of worlds. What now? With the perceptible gross objects which constitute the gross manifestation, gross universe, experience in the waking state is said to be what? Virat. Again, subtle objects, perceptible, experienced, which constitute the dream universe is called what? Hiranyagarbha. So, Virat Adishu means Virat and Hiranyagarbha, etc. In these two worlds, we see what? Drishyabhya. By differentiated objects we see. Now, not really differentiated, drishyabhyam. Now, namarupabhyam. All these forms, names, you can engage namarupa karmana, karma bihi. You can add namarupa karma bihi. Namarupabhyam in what now? Differentiated with different forms indicate by different words. So now this universe, which is experienced now, is objectifiable, perceptible, describable, you know, conceivable. Were objects concept conceivable, describable, perceptible objects which are differentiated constitute this universe. Now the universe is differentiated as five different elements. You differentiate each element from every other element. Space is different from all other four. So also every element is different from every other element. Not only elements are differentiated, as elementals are differentiated, forms are differentiated, the names indicating the forms are differentiated, and the functions associated with the forms and names are differentiated. The living beings are differentiated, non-living things are differentiated, the actions are differentiated, the results of actions are differentiated, the paths of opposite experience are differentiated. We can say jealousy is different from hatred, hatred is different from anger, anger is different from every other emotion. All our emotions are differentiated, the paths of opposites, pain, pleasure, loss, gain, success, defeat, etc. are differentiated. Everything is differentiated, subtle or gross. Every object of experience is differentiated in this world, time, space, and all these are forms, names, and functions which exist within the realm of time and space, living and non-living things, mobile and immobile beings, even the laws which determine the results of actions, all are differentiated. Now, idam adhuna vyakriyeta. Vyakriyate, vyakriyeta. How it is differentiated? Tat jagate, that universe which was before unmanifest, before its manifestation it was undifferentiated. The same undifferentiated, unmanifest universe now is manifest as differentiated. Differentiated by what? Differentiated what? Differentiated in terms of drishyabhyam. Differentiated in terms of objects and objects of different forms and different names. Drishyabhyam vyakriyeta. Namarupabhyam vyakriyeta. Okay, they have been differentiated. Okay, differentiated in terms of objects of perception. No, in terms of forms, names and functions. By whom? It is understood, implied Bhagavata, Ishwarena. You have to say Ishwarena, you have to add. Okay? Bhagavata, Ishwarena, Aduna, Namadrupabhyam, Dishyabhyam, Vyakriyeta. Te means what? Those forms and names, you can say, even Tani Namarupa Karmani. Namarupa Karmani. Te, in the place of Te, within brackets, you can put Tani. Within brackets of Namarupa, you can add what? Namarupa Karmani. Those forms, names and functions, are very spute. Forms and names are very clear, spute bhavataha. So, namarupa karmani sputani bhavanti. Namarupau spute bhavataha. Forms are very clear, distinguishable, differentiated. Names are differentiated, distinguishable, very clear. Sputam means clear. Clearly differentiated. Sputa means clear. Why spute? Because of dual. Namarupau dual. Therefore spute. In fact, not namarupau, it must be namarupe. Namarupe spute. If you have a wrong, any correction, in my book, I need a correction, which I find on the website. And I think you should have namarupe spute bhavataha. Nama is a nakaranta neuter gender word. Rupam neuter gender word. For nama rupe sphute sta bhavataha. Forms and names are very clear. You can add what? Nama rupa karmani sputani bhavanti. Forms, names and functions are very clear. Like what? You can say it's a wave. Wave is a name indicating a given form. It serves a given purpose. Chair is a form indicated by given name. Chair is a form denoted by a given word serving a given purpose. Table. Every object here is a form denoted by a given word serving a given purpose. Okay? Or given, associated with a given function. Any form, every object is a form obtaining in a given form, denoted by a given word, associated with a given function or serving a given purpose. Nama rupa karmani. The whole world is a thing, but it's a constituted of innumerable, countless forms, names and functions. Alone is what? Vishwam. That's why the first name of Vishnu Sahasranama, I would have told you many times, Vividhaihi Pratyayaihi Gamyam. That which is constituted of many, many, many forms, names and functions is called Vishwam, universe. And now, this universe is Vyakriyeta, Namarupe Sputestaha Bhavataha. Forms and names are distinguishable, differentiated, clear. They're very clear. Where Viradadishu. Viradadishu means what? Viradadishu spute bhavataha. In waking state, example is given. In the waking state, what is experienced through our five sense organs in five different forms as fivefold objects. Okay. We say, form, color, taste, touch, sound, etc., smell, etc. the entire objective universe, perceptible, experienced in five different forms through five different sense organs, constitute what? The gross manifestation, gross universe. The whole gross universe is manifestation of only reality knowledge. Therefore, okay, like how you can see in the room, inside the room, there's so many things shine. The table shines, door shine, wall shines, sofas, etc. shines. All the objects kept here shine. They all shine. How do they shine? They all shine. They enjoy the status of being existent because of the presence of the light. Light just by its mere presence, without making any effort, without doing any action, it brings the entire world of opaque things to light. Therefore, the end, all the opaque things can be said to be manifestations, reflections of only substance called light. Similarly, all the elements and the elementals, living, non-living things, their actions, the functions, the laws, the experiences, subtle experiences, parts of opposites, everything is actually manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, the entire gross universe and subtle objects and the gross objects experienced in the waking state constitute what? The gross universe, gross manifestation is given a different name as Virat. Virat means what? Vividham Rajate iti Virat. Vividham Rajate. Vividham Rajate iti Virat. That one truth alone shines in manifold forms. Vividham as different, innumerable, countless different forms, names and functions. Therefore, Virat. And here Virat means we do not look at any gross object as inert matter. We look at every gross object as gross or subtle. Every object experienced in the waking state is looked upon as illumination of consciousness, manifestation of knowledge. When you look at the whole universe as manifestation of knowledge, the world of differentiated, manifest, the differentiated objects which constitute the manifest universe is manifestation of knowledge, means look at it as manifestation of Ishvara, the Lord. We call it Virat. Okay, Virat. And also, now, in the dream state also, the experience of external world, not external world, the world experienced within your own mind is a dream world. There are subtle objects. There you experience gross objects, but in subtle form what? All the objects you experience in the mind and also in outside, subtle and gross objects you experience in your dream are all projections of your own thoughts. Thought produced universe experience. There's a what? Called Hiranyagarbha. Even then, the subtle objects are the gross objects. Experience in dream or in the waking state. All of them are actually manifestation of knowledge. Generally, there you give the name Hiranyagarbha and you call the waking universe as the Virat. Whether the universe of waking, the universe experienced in the waking state or the universe experienced in the dream state, both these are both are nothing but objects which are experienced are all manifestations of knowledge, and all of them are very clear. In dream, even though the dream is not very vivid and clear sometimes for you, still the dream, there is something is experienced that is very clear. There was spute, okay? Spute bhavataha. Why? In deep sleep state, nothing is putam. No, in deep sleep state, nothing is putam. There is, you do not know you are, you do not know the world is, you do not know. Then you do not know who is your husband and you, whether your wife or husband, you do not know anything. There's no, children are not differentiated, husband is not differentiated, wife is not differentiated. Once you fall asleep, where is the differentiation? Husband, wife, relatives, friends and children and all. No food, hunger, no thirst, etc. Nothing. Once you are knocked off, when you fall asleep, everything becomes unmanifest and undifferentiated. only by analyzing your own sleep, you can understand before Pralaya, before Srishtihi, and everything is in dissolved condition. The universe also must have been like how the universe would have been before its manifestation. If you want to know how you would have been, how the universe would have been, we want to know, just analyze your own deep sleep state. Before the universe became manifest, it must have been exactly like how you are in sleep, how the universe is in sleep. When you are fast asleep, how you are, how the universe is. Do not know you are, do not know the universe is. There's no form, name and function. There's no manifestation or differentiation of forms, names and functions. That is why unmanifest, undifferentiated universe is also called Karana Prapanchaha, and that is given the name. Even the universe unmanifest also, universe being unmanifest is also known. Therefore, the universe unmanifest, undifferentiated universe also is not outside of the truth, the consciousness. Because the universe being unmanifest is known to you. Even though you cannot talk about the unmanifest universe when you are fast asleep, on waking up from sleep, you can recollect your experience, you can talk about it. Therefore, unmanifest universe also, unmanifest, undifferentiated, okay, non-experienceable, imperceptible forms, names and functions, all of them as one unmanifest universe also doesn't exist outside of the experiencer consciousness, witness consciousness. Therefore, we call that also as what? Karana Prapanchaha. And the Karana Prapanchaha, the unmanifest alone can become manifest, undifferentiated alone can become differentiated. Therefore, the differentiated is called Karya Prapanchaha. Manifest is called Karya Prapanchaha. Unmanifest, undifferentiated is called unmanifest, undifferentiated universe is called Karana Prapanchaha. So Karya Prapanchaha means what? The subtle universe experienced in the dream is Karya Prapancha. The gross universe experienced in waking is Karya Prapanchaha effect. Whereas the unmanifest, undifferentiated universe experienced in the deep sleep state is called Karana Prapanchaha. And Karana Prapancha, just the example, okay? So before manifestation, universe was in potential condition. Unmanifest is potential universe. Potentially, universe was there. And that is called what? Karana Prapanchaha. Then also we call it Ishvara only. Even then, unmanifest also doesn't exist outside of the truth. They we call Antaryamishwaraha. Antaha Yamayati Sarvam Iti Antaryami. The one in whom, in which the entire cosmos of names, forms, names and functions remain unmanifest, undifferentiated. That Ishvara is called what now? Antaryamishwaraha. Okay, now you know Antaryamishwaraha, Hiranyagarbha and Virat. Three different functional names are given to only one Ishvara. The only Ishvara is actually the truth. There's no Ishvara other than the truth. And the truth alone is. So here, what he wants to say. Now, let me tell you, go to the unfoldment of this verse now. Actually, I told a little meaning. Okay. Jagat avyakritam puram asrit aduna drishyabhyam namarupabhyam Vyakriyeta, Viradadishu, Tespute, all these forms and names are very clear in waking and dream states. That's what he says in this little meaning. Let me tell you here, this verse, okay, this verse of Vidyaranya Swami, he has quoted from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. You know, in the first chapter, fourth section, you have seventh mantra comes. First chapter, fourth section, seventh mantra is this. And that is, Jagate Purvam avyakritam asit. Okay. It means the entire objective inert material world was existent already, where in Brahma, existent in Brahma, but unmanifest. And unmanifest, it was in what form was it? It was in the form of total ignorance. The unmanifest universe was in the form of total ignorance, known by the term Maya. So what is Maya? Unmanifest universe, otherwise called Ajnanam, is known by the term Maya. Universe unmanifest is Maya. Maya manifesti. And the Maya is manifest is what? Universe. Therefore, I told you many times, Maya is a name given to what? Unmanifest power of knowledge. So ignorance is not ajnanam, avidya, ignorance, maya is not absence of knowledge. Maya means ajnanam means unmanifest power of knowledge. What is ajnanam? Unmanifest power of knowledge is called ajnanam. And that, therefore, the whole universe is, when Maya is manifest, the power of knowledge is manifest, the universe. Universe becomes unmanifest, there is Maya. So Maya and universe cannot coexist, okay? The universe unmanifest is Maya, Maya manifest is universe. Therefore, we have to see here, and this mantra, this actually, Vidyarana Swami has taken this mantra from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the first Brahmana, first chapter, the fourth Brahmanam, the seventh mantra. So it's already there in Brahma, the Chaitanyam, the consciousness. It means all the living and non-living things, mobile and immobile beings, elements and the elementals, all the laws, experiences, all subtle pairs of opposites, all of them were existent very much as what? As the pure reality. All of them were there in Brahman, in the form of Brahman itself. Okay? When they were there as Maya in Brahman. Okay? What does it mean? As inseparable, unmanifest power of reality, they were all there. So, the entire cosmos was in the form of a mixture of, mixture means what? Inseparable from the reality. Mixture implies inseparable. Okay, and this inseparability remaining as one being inseparable from the other, one form, like a table is different from chair is different from something else. That inseparability is what now said to be undifferentiated. Okay, the entire universe was unmanifest. So avyakritam actually implies the para prakritihi called consciousness and apara prakritihi, the matter, always called maya. They're inseparably together as one. They're always inseparable, okay? Para and apara prakritis are ever inseparable. Then the para and apara prakritihi was there as one, undifferentiated, unmanifest. Okay, and from that now, what happened now? From that alone, adhuna, now, the entire universe is what? As big, this is the Shakti of Ishvara, Shakti of the knowledge, power of Raja has become manifest, thereby all these forms, names and functions, the physical bodies of all living beings, the non-living things, physical, all of them are now manifest and differentiated. Which means, so the Maya aspect, the power of reality alone became, has become all physical forms, names and functions. The power of reality has become forms, names and functions. What happened to the apara prakriti has become forms, names and functions. Okay, all physical forms, the names and the functions, all of them, subtle forms also, all perceptible objects, subtle and gross, are all what now actually modified form of apara prakriti called Maya. Whereas there is an unchangeable, unmodifiable, permanent, changeless reality called para prakriti, called consciousness. That consciousness alone becomes what now has become manifest now. It's called Chidabhasaha. Okay? Chidabhasaha. Chidabhasaha means what? In the presence of forms, names and functions, the consciousness is said to be manifest consciousness. When the forms, names and functions remain as undifferentiated, then consciousness also is what now remains as pure. When the forms, names and functions are there, then same consciousness is said to be Chidabhasaha, manifest consciousness, or people like reflection, okay? Reflection of consciousness, reflected consciousness. Chit Pratibimbaha, Chidabhasaha. Okay? Please remember, when the forms, names and functions remain unmanifest as the Maya, the unmanifest power of reality called Ajnanam, then consciousness is said to be pure consciousness, pure knowledge. When the forms, names and functions, the unmanifest in the form of Maya, become manifest and differentiated as the world, then the same consciousness becomes manifest in through all those forms, names and functions. Then the consciousness is given a different name as Vyakta Chaitanyam, manifest consciousness or reflected consciousness. Otherwise it will be what? Chidabhasaha, Chit Pratibambaha. Therefore, so para prakriti aspect has become manifest consciousness, Chidabhasa. Not becoming, okay, just given that. Then the Maya, apara prakriti aspect becomes world of objects. So the para prakriti becomes the experiencer of the objects. Apara prakriti becomes the experienced world of objects. The knower and the known, experiencer and the experienced are nothing but, you know, manifestations of twofold prakritis, the superior, the higher and the inferior orders of the reality, Brahma, Ishvara. Therefore, it is said, the Chidabhasaha. Now, when does it become manifest like this? Only at the time of creation, the beginning of creation, or during creation, you can say. Okay. Srishti Samaye, you can see now. Namarupa Bhyam. Now you can say Namarupa Karma Bihi, also you can say. So Namarupa Bhyam Vyakriyeta, very important word. Bhagavan has not created the universe. Ishvara has become manifest as the universe. Light does not create the opaque things. light is just present. And in the presence of light, opaque things shine. So consciousness paraprakritihi is, and aparaprakriti, which is looked upon as the power of the consciousness, is of the nature of becoming manifest and unmanifest. When it is unmanifest, consciousness is also, is consciousness. When Maya becomes manifest, the consciousness is said to be manifest consciousness. Then paraprakriti becomes manifest consciousness. Aparaprakriti is the manifesting media, the world of opaque objects. Therefore, para and apara prakritis, the two orders of reality Brahma, or two natures of Ishvara. How do we say? We can say para and apara prakritis are two orders of only reality Brahma, or two fold natures, higher and inferior natures of Ishvara. Alone has become the knower known world of duality, thereby world of plurality. So what it says here? So namarupabhyam drishyabhyam namarupabhyam viradadishu tespute viradadishu vyakriyeta means what? Aduna, what was there alone has become manifest, which means now what is manifest is said to be Ishvara. When it's the universe is unmanifest, we call it Brahma. The entire universe was unmanifest, then we call it Brahma Asit. When the universe is manifest, we call it Ishvara Asti. So the manifest, the knowledge is manifest through its power, we call it Ishvara. When the whole knowledge remains withdrawing its power in itself, we call it Brahma. Okay? So Ishvara and Brahma are what now? Two different names attributed to the reality. We call reality, reality is implied by the term Brahma when the power of reality remains unmanifest as pure knowledge. When the power of reality is manifest as the universe, same reality is looked upon as Ishvara, the form of the universe. So we can never say universe has been created by Ishvara. Okay? Universe has not been created by Ishvara. The whole universe is manifestation of reality, which is Ishvara. Therefore, so it is made clear, the unmanifest forms, names and functions become manifest. As what? Names, forms, names and functions. Therefore, how this example given usually, if you take one spherical form, within that, how many ever forms, squares, triangles, hectagons, no, whatever it is, like rectangles, no, triangles, all these different mathematical forms are held within one spherical form. Is it? Similarly here, all these are differentiated forms, names and functions as living and non-living, mobile, immobile, everything are, actually everything is within the only truth called Brahma. We call it Ishvara. There's no Ishvara other than Brahma. There's no Jagat other than Brahma. There's no Jiva other than Brahma. Therefore, so it is said here, Viradadishu Tespute means, in Virat, Virat means Virat, in manifest, gross manifestation, also in Hiranyagarbha, in subtle manifestation, forms, names and functions are clear. They mean relatively clearer, okay? But in Ishvara, Antaryami, everything is unmanifest. Actually speaking, Antaryami, everything is unmanifest. Who is Antaryami there? Antaryami is Brahma. Hiranyagarbha is Brahma. Virat is Brahma. Okay? Brahma is not Antaryami. Brahman is not Hiranyagarbha. Brahman is not Virat. The entire gross manifestation is Virat is Brahma. Subtle manifestation, Hiranyagarbha is Brahma. The unmanifest Maya is also what? Brahma. Okay? Antaryami Ishvara Brahma. Antaryami is Brahma. Therefore, there is only unmanifest power of reality or subtle manifestation of power of reality, the gross manifestation of power of reality available for experience always. Therefore, that experiencer is never, the non-existent experiencer is always there as a substratum underlying reality, the sadvastu, sat of maya, the unmanifest. The sat of subtle manifestation, sat of the gross manifestation. What is that sat? Existence of gross, subtle, non-manifest universe, karya prapancha and karna prapancha. What is the sat? That sat is chit, the chaitanyam, which alone is implied by the word atma or brahma. Okay? That much is enough for this verse. Okay. That is what is said in Purusha Sukta. Tasma ad virada jayata virajo adhipurushaha. You have the srishti that discussed. I don't want to get into that srishti. Understand this much is enough. Now we move on to the next verse. Okay. There are so many things. We can go on and on and on. Now, right from amoeba paramecium. All creatures are manifestations of knowledge. Now, the whole jagat is what? Manifestation of knowledge. So, you look at it as Ishvara. Ishvara is only an appreciation of the fact. That's all. There's no Ishvara other than Brahma. Okay. Kritva rupantaram chaivam. Viranma nurnaro gavaha. I'm reading ninth verse now. Viranma nurnaro gavaha. Karasraschajavayastatha. I'm repeating it. Viranmanurnarogavaha. Viran manur narogavaha karasras chajavayastatha karas chajavayastatha karas chajavayastatha. My book is a little print here problem. Pipilikavadhidvandvam iti vajasanehinaha. Let me explain here. Look at this. He continues. You must be very happy. This Brihadaranyaka Upanishad happens to be a huge Upanishad. We'll get more examples from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. So Vidyaranya Swami presents this verse also having taken from information from the same Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, the same first chapter, the fourth Brahmanam, is the fourth mantra. So basis for this verse is what? This verse, fourth mantra of the fourth chapter of first, fourth section of first chapter of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And we know Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is also Yajurvediya Upanishad, but it is a Shukla Yajurvediya Upanishad. And here, how do we know that? Because the verse, there is the expression Vajasaneyinaha. Vajasaneyinaha is the expression which tells us that this mantra is, this expression is from, what is given here is from Vajasaneyi Samhita. Because Vajasaneyinaha means, is actually the positive case of Vajasaneyin Shabdaha. Vajasaneyinaha means Vajasaneyi Samhita Yaha. That's the meaning. And here, the entire Shukla Yajurvedaha, the entire Shukla Yajurveda is called Vajasaneyi Samhita. Why? Because I had to explain that also. And this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is also what now? Vajasaneyi Samhita. I explained to you why. You know, Vajam means food. And Vajasaneyaha means sun, the one in whom the food in the form of energy is. The Surya is called Vajasane, Vajasane, Neya. So, Vajasane, the one with the food is called Vajasaneya. And Vajasane means here, this is extra explanation here. I have given in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad itself. Now understand this much, that Vajasaneyi Samhita is the name of Shukla Yajurveda itself. Yes, but here the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also is what? Vajasaneyi Upanishad belonging to Vajasaneyi Samhita, otherwise called Shukla Yajurveda. Why it is called that? That explanation I will give you that other time. If we go out of it, will be late. Now, there it is said, in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, it is again said, what is said, the Srishti is described. Look at this, the Srishti discussed in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, otherwise called Vajasaneyi Samhita, is different from the Srishti discussed in Taittiriyam, Srishti discussed in Mundaka. But still, it's okay. What is said here? Look at this. Virat Manuhu. Virat plus Manuhu. Viran Manuhu. I taught you this Sandhili recently. Virat plus Manuhu. Viran Manuhu. Why Viran Manuhu? Any hard consonant or a soft consonant followed by a nasal should be replaced by its corresponding nasal. Isn't it? Viran Manuhu. Okay. Viran Manuhu. Then Naraha. So Virat. Which means Virat first came into existence. Then who came? Manuhu. Then Manuhu originated. Manuhu was born. Then Naraha. Naraha means a human being. Then human being, no? Naraha. Manuhu, Naraha. And Naraha is what now? First man. Manuhu is the first man, first human being. Therefore, Naraha, Manuhu. Then, okay, say Naraha Manuhu. Manu was born. then from then onwards, all other men, all other human beings originated. So Naraha. Then Gavaha. That is why all the human beings are known as Manushyaha. You know why? Human beings are known as Manushyaha or Manavaha. In Tamil also, Manidargal. In Tamil we say Manbumikavargal. All the stories we have. But Manushyaha, Manavaha, etc. The human beings are said to be Manushyaha, Manavaha because we all originated from Manu. Okay? All the human beings are what? Actually Manu. Kulaha. Manu Kuliyaha. Okay. So Manuhu, Naraha, Gavaha. In fact, Gavaha means cows. Then Karaha. Karaha. Karaha means actually donkeys. Okay, donkeys of all sexes. I mean, both and male, female donkeys are called karaha. Karaha. Actually, kara, break it there. Karaha. Karaha stands for all. Karaha. Then we have ashvaha. Karashvaschajavayastata. Karaha. My va has gone. Okay. My book, va is not there. If you don't have, please write it. Ashvaha. I want to karashra. But okay, karashva. Ashvaha. Ashvaha, karaha, ashvaha. Okay, say ashva, short. Horses. Then, horse stand, ashva stands for what? Both male and female. For horse and mad. Then, aja. Aja means, you know, aja, avi. Ajaha means goat. Avi means sheep. Ajavaya. Aja, avi. Aja, avi. Avi, what the purum? Avayaha. Aja stands for one singular goat, single goat. Avayaha means plural sheep. Avihi, avi, avayaha. Avihi, sing one sheep. Avayaha, many sheep. Okay, plural. Avayaha, tatha, also, pipilikavadhi. Pipi, avadhi means unto that being, pipilika vadi means pipilika pariyantam. Pipilika means ant. Until the ant, all of them, dvandvam iti. Dvandvam means what? Dvandva stands for in pairs. All the living beings, all these creatures, were born in pairs. Okay, ajayata is not there. We can add all of them were born in pairs. Okay, born out of what? Born out of Ishvara, the Lord. Who is Ishvara here? Ishvara is the truth. Ishvara, the truth. Alone, from that Ishvara, who is of twofold natures, para and para prakritihi, from that Ishvara alone, all these beings originated. See, beautifully said, dvandvam iti. This is what is said in, this is the mantra, this is the information of Vajasaneyi Samhita. To say that Vajasaneyinaha, Vishayaha. Okay. Vajasaneyinaha. So please correct it if you, I had a correction. Viranmanurnarogavaha karashva. Okay. Karashvajayavas karashva. Ashvadar. Karashva. Kara, கராஸ்வாஜாவயஸ்ததா. சோ கரா கரஹ அஸ்வஹ அஜஹ அவயஹ ததா. You have to break it. What does it mean? All from Virat onwards, Pipilika Paryantam. Virat is what? Virat onwards. Pipilika is the tiniest. Okay, Virat is the total grass universe. And the Pipilika is one of the tiniest of the beings. All of them in pairs originated from Ishwaraha, Bhagavan, who is of twofold natures, of twofold orders of only reality, Brahma. This is what is said in Vajasaneyi Upanishad. Vajasaneyi Samhita, other is called Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Okay, let's move on to the next verse now. I don't need to taste too much, just how Srishti is discussed. Now, Vidyaranya Swami only presents all of them, finally he is going to unfold, okay? When he finishes presenting quotations from different Upanishads, then he will say, there is no creation at all. This is only manifestation. Okay, let us do the next verse now, 10th verse. Kritvarupantaram chaivam. Kritvarupantaram chaivam. Dehe pravishadishvara. Dehe pravishadishvara. Itita pravishadishvaraha. Itita sutayav prahuhu. Itita sutayav prahuhu. Jivatvam jivit. ஜீவத்வம் பிராணதாரணாத் கிருத்வாரூபாந்தரம் சைவம் தேஹே ப்ராவிஷதீஸ்வர இதிதா ஸ்ருதயஃ ப்ராஹுஹ ஜீவத்வம் பிராணதாரணாத். சோ ரூபாந்தரம் கிருத்வா ரூபாந்தரம் கிருத்வா ரூபாந்தரம் கிருத்வா ரூபாந்தரம் ஹியர் அஸ்யூமிங் அனதர் ஃபார்ம் டேக் மேக்கிங் அனதர் ஃபார்ம் வாட் அனதர் ஃபார்ம் ஜீவம். Do you have Jaivam or Jeevam?
Jaivam here.
Okay. Jaivam. So, Jaivam Rupantaram Kritva Ishwaraha Dehe Pravishat. Look at this now. Pravishat. Take that verb first. Pravishat. Do you find that Pravishat? Pravishat Ishwaraha. Pravishat Ishwaraha. So, Ishwaraha Pravishat. Pravishat is what? Entered. Pravishati enters. Pravishat entered. Who entered there? Ishwaraha Pravishat. Lord entered. Bhagavan entered. So, Ishwara entered where? Kutra. Katham entered. How did he enter? Where did he enter? We have to understand. Ishwaraha Pravishat. ரூபாந்தரம் தேகே பிராவிஷத்து. ஈஸ்வரா என்டர்ட் இன்டு தி பாடி. ஈஸ்வரா என்டர்ட் இன்டு தி பாடி. என்டர்ட் இன்டு விச் பாடி? ஈஸ்வரா என்டர்ட் இன்டு தி பாடி. ஹவு டிட் ஹி என்டர்? நாட் ஆஸ் ஈஸ்வரா, ஆஸ் ஜீவா. ஜீவா என்டர்ட் இன்டு தி பிசிக்கல் எவ்ரிபடிஸ் பாடி as jiva. as what? Rupantaram Kritva. Assuming another form as Jiva, Ishvara alone has entered into the bodies. So don't think of that different form, okay? Only name is changed. Same Ishvara entered into every body without undergoing any change, but having a different name as Jiva. So Ishvaraha Rupantra, Jaivam Rupantram Kritva, in the form of different form called Jiva, with a different name called Jiva, entered into every body. Iti Taha Shrutayaha Prahuhu. So what is the lesson fact here? This is a statement of fact. Ishvara alone has entered into every body as Jiva. Ishvaraha Jaivam Rupam Jaivam Rupantram Kritva Dehe Pravishat entered into body. This is a fact, and this is what is said. Now all the Shrutis, Taha Shrutayaha, all the Upanishads, all the Veda mantras, all mean what now? In the Veda, repeatedly in all the Upanishads, this is, Upanishads say this. Ishvara alone is there as the Jiva. So Jivatvam Pranadharanat. Jivatvam Pranadharanat Bhavati. Prana dharanat jivatvam bhavati. So what Bhagavan says, what Vidyanya Swami is saying here? Please listen. See, there is Maya, which is the power of reality. Maya is a name attributed to the power of knowing. Power of knowing only one thing which has, that is reality. Reality alone has this power of knowing. So power of knowing is actually reality alone has. And this power of reality, the power of knowing, otherwise called Maya, is always there. As what? Is Karana Shariram. No. Okay. The Karana Shariram is what now? Karana Shariram. In the form of ignorance, the power of knowing alone is there when it is unmanifest as the Karana Shariram. Therefore, the Karana Shariram Ajnanam Avidya is non-different from Maya. The total power of knowing, unmanifest, is called Maya. So ignorance, ajnanam, avidya, is non-separate from Maya. Okay, non-different from Maya. So ignorance is always, ignorance is said to be karana shariram, is always there in Maya as Maya. And it is this avidya, ajnanam, otherwise called karana shariram, is the basis, is the cause for sthula sharirasya janma. But it is the, but what causes the birth of sthula shariram? What causes the birth of a sukshma shariram? But sthula sukshma shariraho karanam avidya. Understand? Sthula sukshma karana shariraho karanam maya. The ajnanam. Okay, ignorance we say. Now, it is this karana shariram in terms of ajnanam alone is what now? Is always retained, stored, maintained in all the Sanchita Karmani, all our Sanchita Karmani, you know, have this Karna Shariram. So all our Sanchita Karma, any amount of Sanchita Karma remains accumulated, stored in the causal body called Ajnanam, Karna Shariram. You can wonder, we may have this doubt. Where are the Sanchita Karmas? Sanchita Karma Phalani, accumulated, unexhausted results of actions, where do they remain collected? They all remain in Ajnanam only. They all remain in Avidya only. They are always there in Karna Shariram only. Therefore, this Karna Shariram, as long as Karna Shariram is there, so long will there be this Thula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, so Sanchitam Karma also. So Karna Shariram is like our, causal body is like our what now? How then DNA, you know, everything is stored there, you know, coded there. Similarly, in the Karna Shariram alone, all our Punya Papa Palams remain stored. See, the Karna Shariram has everything, but Sthula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, this gross body, which is an abode of enjoyment, and the Sukshma Shariram, the instruments of enjoyment, all these are inert, or of the nature of inertness, because they're all material products. Therefore, being this abode of enjoyment, instruments of enjoyment, in terms of sthula shariram, sukshma shariram, all of them being material products, are inert. Why they're inert? Because they're all products of ajnanam, ignorance caused bodies. Therefore, they are of the nature of inertness. Therefore, transactions, experience, enjoyment, you know, etc., is impossible just by having the body and the gross body and subtle bodies. So, without the gross and subtle bodies, no experience is possible, no enjoyment is possible. At the same time, the inert, gross and subtle bodies themselves cannot, also are not enough for the experience and enjoyment. Therefore, every body, okay, any physical form needs sentiency, consciousness. Therefore, all pervasive reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness, pure knowledge, pervades these subtle and gross bodies also. All pervasive means what? Consciousness pervades the gross body in and through. Consciousness pervades subtle body in and through. Consciousness pervades everything in and through. Therefore, this all-pervasive consciousness is as though enclosed within each and every physical body. Just as all-pervasive space is enclosed in every, remains enclosed in every part, the all-pervasive space, the parts existing in space, have space, all-pervasive space enclosed. Similarly, the physical forms and subtle bodies which exist in consciousness have all pervasive consciousness enclosed within. Okay, we can say ghatakashaha mahakashaha ghatakashatvena yatha tishtati. Just as the space is there as the spot space enclosed, similarly sarvavyapi ishvarah or sarvavyapakam brahma, which pervades the jagadvyapakam brahma also, brahma chaitanyam also, is enclosed within each and every physical and subtle forms. This all-pervasive consciousness, I'm repeating repeatedly, all-pervasive, so that we won't get any confusion. All-pervasive consciousness obtaining as enclosed consciousness within the physical body alone is said to be Atma Chaitanyam. Consciousness obtaining as the innermost self, Atma Chaitanyam. Okay. Now, and here, Vedanta Shastram makes it very clear. This Chaitanyam, which is enclosed, is actually available for transactions. You can say, it's not my example anyway, traditional example. The open space is there. Without the open space, there cannot be something called pot space or a house space, room space. Definitely there cannot be, but there must be whole space for such a thing called pot space, room space, etc. to be there. But the open space is not transactable, whereas the enclosed space, as for obtaining as pot space or room space or kitchen space, serves a purpose. What does it mean? Serves a purpose means it has some utility. I mean, it is useful for transactions. Isn't it? Similarly, here we can say the pure consciousness Brahma is like Mahanakashaha, all pervasive. Whereas the enclosed consciousness is like the space enclosed in pot. Like, don't take it seriously, okay? Never stretch the examples. Even today, in the modern science, there is a lot of discussion on, the discussion, that is the theory of evolution, and where they say all that they discuss is the evolution is only of matter. The discussion on evolution is only of matter. The scientists who probe so much into understand the evolution, how much the matter has evolved, what is the level of evolution of matter, they cannot come near consciousness, which means they do not have an idea of how the consciousness is. And consciousness, pure consciousness, will be an eternal mystery. Ever it will be a mystery within the field of science, because science exploration is only within the realm of matter. How can you go and search for consciousness within matter? Of course, which means the exploration, you must, exploring matter, you cannot arrive at the consciousness. There's different methodologies required. That's why Upanishads we need. And how much efforts they make also, the more efforts, the more experience, more efforts, the more exploration, the more they probe, actually they do find it more complex. Whereas our Shastra makes it very clear, there's a pure, beautiful definition of Brahma. Well, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Come on, this absolute reality is of the nature of consciousness, which is of the nature of self-existence, which lends existence to this entire world of matter. Therefore, it is, it doesn't create anything. It's always there. It is time-wise, object-wise, spatially limitless. Already it has been said, it's a timeless factor for us. This timeless fact revealed in timeless scripture. Therefore, the consciousness which is all-pervasive, is all-pervasive, so timeless, limitless means it's always there. Always it is there, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, indestructibly. But bodies are newly created. When the bodies originate, consciousness is already there, outside and inside, pervading all the forms. So consciousness was there before the bodies came into existence. In consciousness, bodies come into existence. Therefore, consciousness pervades the bodies inside and outside, in and through. And consciousness continues to be there when the bodies undergo change. Changelessly, consciousness continues to be there. And when the bodies fall apart, get disintegrated also, the consciousness continued to be there without being any afflicted by any of the changes which happen to the bodies. Just as when the pot breaks, nothing happens to the pot space. Pot space was there before the pot came. Pot space continues to be there even when the space continues to be there in the form of pot space when the pot is there. When the pot breaks, again space continues to be there. Isn't it? Similarly, consciousness always there, always. Before the body came, consciousness was there. After the body comes, consciousness is there as the enclosed consciousness. And when the bodies go also, consciousness continues to be there. The only thing is, when the bodies are not there, the same consciousness which continues to be there is not available for any interaction. It doesn't have that interactability. It loses its intractability when the body is not there. Like what? When the pot is there, that pot space you can use it for filling, contain, keeping things. The pot is broken, pot space continues to be there, but you cannot go and put anything inside. You can't keep it, preserve it, isn't it? It doesn't serve any purpose. The transactability is not there. Isn't it? This is very important, okay? Pot space. The space which was there before the pot came is of no use. And the space being enclosed, obtaining as the pot space, it serves a purpose. It's a transactable. When the pot is broken, again the pot space continues to be there as the space, but doesn't serve any purpose, is not useful, not transactable. Similarly here, the Chaitanyam also, when it is obtaining as the having the Jiva status, obtaining within the physical body, is available for transactions. Okay, when the body falls apart, consciousness continues to be there, indestructibly, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, but is not available for transactions. I have to say a few more things here. But understand, what is it said? How the consciousness gets the jiva name jiva. Okay? I'll speak to you later on. So now you understand this much. It's all a lot of preparation because you need to know there is no jiva other than Brahma. Jiva is only a name given to Brahma Chaitanya. I'll continue next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.